You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, Dr. Gary Joyner takes us back to pre-Roman Italy for a look at the mysterious Etruscans and explains why their history matters.
Before the Roman Republic, even before the founding of Rome in 753 BC, there was a mature civilization on the Italian peninsula, a mysterious people we call the Etruscans. They were both mysterious and remarkable, probably Greek or Phoenician colonists, who developed a Greek-like society. Their artwork resembled that of the Minoan civilization on Crete. Their merchant ships were similar to those of the Greeks and the Carthaginians. Their tombs were elaborate. The Etruscans built sophisticated roads and palaces, and even had modern-style sewer systems carved out of the native rock on the portion of the Italian peninsula which bears the origin of their name, Etruria, today known as Tuscany. Prior to the founding of Rome, the Etruscans were the strongest military force in the central Mediterranean, and yet they remain a mystery. We know less about them than did the Romans, and the Romans, by the time of the empire, were not really sure about them at all. The last person who could read and write the Etruscan language was the Emperor Claudius, who wrote a 6-volume history of the Etruscans that has been lost forever. They established hilltop cities and traded all over the Mediterranean basin. Among their trade goods were elaborate sculptures and objects of art. The Etruscans developed foundries and created large statuary, most not for local consumption, but for foreign trade. A close examination of these trade goods showed that they were cheaply made and were of inferior quality. Their pottery, for their own local consumption, was of a much higher grade, mostly bright red. Even their statues were painted, mostly with a red hue. Although they certainly had access to other colors, this was a way for them to identify cheaper trading goods from their own finer domestic product. Etruscans kept meticulous records, and thousands of copies of these records are still in existence. Unfortunately for the modern world, they were so focused on their business that we know little of their culture, except from their tomb paintings, trading artifacts, and the ruins of not only their tombs, but their sewers. As great as their civilization was, it could not withstand the encroachment of the young town on the Tiber, which would become Rome. The first kings of Rome were Etruscans. The Romans found these Etruscans so authoritarian that when they overthrew them, the Latin word for king, rex, was considered almost as a curse word, and the Romans would never have another king. Among the first areas that the Romans conquered were the Etruscan cities, and the Etruscans blended in with the Romans, losing their identity. Their religion was complex, resembling the worship of the Greek gods in mythology, but these gods had a distinctly Italian flair. So did this mysterious people. So, did this mysterious people leave the world any legacies? The answer, most assuredly, is yes. Part of this came from where they lived, and part of it came from their society. The Etruscans learned early on that their richly volcanic soil was wonderful for grapevines, and the best Italian wine still come from Tuscany. The Romans gained their great love of wine from these earlier inhabitants of the land. Their use of color influenced the Romans, as did their architecture. Today, Mediterranean-style homes are still based on an early Etruscan format. Etruscan law apparently influenced Roman law, and it has passed down through the ages. Many of the same tenets are still found today in the U.S. Constitution. Things like private property rights and business law with setting of prices, keeping of inventories, and taxation of goods. Although other civilizations certainly had this, the Etruscan method became the Roman method, which spread throughout Europe. The basis of modern commercial code is, in effect, Etruscan. Though a long distance from the Red River region, we all have a connection to these early people on the Italian peninsula, where history matters.
History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine.